There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A recent report reveals that pro-Israel and pro-Palestine student groups on Canadian campuses are having a problem dealing with how to discuss and raise issues they consider relevant without causing offense to each other. As students deal with this conundrum, Michelle Fried from Resetting the Table, an organization which focuses on strengthening dialogue across American society, offers some advice on how to engage professionally on matters.
Really intentionally say, I actually want to have this conversation differently, right? First and foremost, work to slow it down. And by way of doing that, right, when you hear somebody offer, say, a statement, really position yourself to try to pause your own reactions for a moment, right? And rather than quickly responding to whatever it might be, ask a question based on what they just said. Ask a question that's going to help you really work to unearth or extract what is it that actually matters.
Three Major League basketball players recently visited Israel and were pleasantly surprised at what they learned during their visit. They toured Christian sites in Jerusalem and Galilee and also ran a baseball clinic for Jewish and non-Jewish youth. The visit fell under the Phylos Project, which is a US-based non-profit organization promoting understanding amongst nations, Christian relations with Israel and other Middle Eastern countries. This was the first time that the organization sent Hispanic athletes. Jesse Rojo, the Phylos Project's Director of Hispanic Affairs, said that the visit aimed to proactively combat anti-Semitism and also to show the players that they can make a difference before anybody does something offensive. His remarks were in reference to the world of sport being tarnished recently with an anti-Semitic label following anti-Semitism incidents involving NBA star Kyrie Irving and offensive stadium displays. Mutual understanding, recognition, and respect is what one strives for to achieve peaceful and respectful coexistence. And in 2020, the Omni American Future Project was launched by the American Sephardi Federation, the Jazz Leadership Project, and the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, with an aim to unite African American and Jewish communities having something in common, such as music. Well, the project recently held its second annual awards ceremony, and this year's event emphasized its mission and vision to bring Black and Jewish Americans together to celebrate a unique, related history and to also look forward to a prosperous future together. During the event, Combat Anti-Semitism Movement CEO Sasha Reutemann-Dratwa said that now, more than ever, it is vital that Black and Jewish Americans focus on what unites rather than what divides them, whilst the event's co-host Greg Thomas pointed out that the project's focus is to build upon the legacy of cooperation between and amongst Black Americans and Jewish Americans in jazz and the civil rights movement. On to news from the United Kingdom, where the United Jewish Israel Appeal Organization, based in London, is celebrating both the completion of a flagship infrastructure project in northern Israel and another project about to begin. Donors from the United Kingdom opened the Gerald and Gail Ronson Family Foundation building at Zefat Academic College's School of Nursing and also laid the cornerstone for a new student village at the Western Galilee College near Akko, which is scheduled for completion in November 2024. UJIA Chairman Louise Jacobs says projects like these bypass politics and demonstrates British Jewish support for Israel's diversity, adding that these particular projects demonstrate British Jewish community support for creating educational and employment opportunity for all in Israel. And Israel has announced a pilot project to aid reciprocal procurement relating to incoming business tourism for international companies which have won government tenders. The country is campaigning to increase tourism and business affected by the last 2 years of global lockdown conditions. And the project offers international companies who are committed to reciprocal procurement in Israel an opportunity to purchase hotel accommodation services within areas such as business tourism, conferences, seminars, corporate vacations, and exhibitions. This agreement is valid for 2 years, and Tourism Ministry Director General Danny Shahar has confirmed that the project has the potential to significantly boost the tourism industry, adding that Israeli government tourist offices worldwide will work with the Ministry of Economy and interested companies to attract as much business tourism as possible to the Holy Land. For Sky FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on SkyFM.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.